B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
A couple in Pennsylvania. Well, first of all, okay, now you hear... And by the way, if you have a good story about somebody like really holding on to a lie, like I'm talking about like holding on to a lie, or you did, like how far have you gone? 617-288-1969. Because this story right here, like you've heard of people, you know, faking, lying about being pregnant and stuff like that. You've heard that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, many times.
Yeah.
It's rare, but people lie about, you know.
And usually, like, if they lie about it, it lasts for no more than like a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll be like, oh, you know, maybe I was and maybe I lost it or, you know, whatever. It's quick.
Yeah. And then you have like those real psycho women who like go and like try and kill someone and have to take their baby because they're like, oh, I was pregnant. I just had this baby. So then, that's another one. You hear about people, you know, lying about having a baby and stuff like that. You hear people, you know, who lie about people being sick to make money and stuff. Well, GoFundMe. For my sister, you know.
Yes.
She has cancer or whatever, and it's like, no, she's not. She's fine.
Remember that story that came out not too long ago about the people that teamed up with the homeless guy to get money, and then it turned out that was fake?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing was... Yeah, people have done some crazy stuff.
That's notches below the story I'm about to tell you. And then you hear people all lying about death, you know. Oh, this person died, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like people probably lied about their grandmother and stuff like that dying just to get out of work. My grandmother died again. Can you believe it? Your grandma's died 4 times. I know. I'm devastated. I need Tuesday off. But this couple in Pennsylvania, they're facing criminal charges after police say they faked a pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it going. Faked the child being born. Oh, wait. Before the child. They had a baby shower. So they faked the pregnancy, had a baby shower to get gifts. All right. Then they fake the baby being born. Then they made the baby sick.
Stop it.
And
Stop
then
it.
They killed the baby.
Stop it.
Just to make money. They posted pictures on social media.
You are lying.
And you know what? That's what busted them. Because a friend of theirs... First of all, these people... Whenever I hear stories like this, I'm like, they gotta have the stupidest friends on the planet. Either that or they have no friends. Because how can you fake an entire life event like that and have nobody close to you catch on? Nobody's that smart. These people aren't James Bond. So they put pictures on social media... And one of the friends alerted the police because they said the newborn looked like a doll. They posted pictures with a doll. They go through all that and they can't come up with anything better than a doll?
Right. You're faking this woman getting bigger and bigger and bigger, going through that lie, and then something that...
At that point, borrow somebody's baby. Borrow someone's newborn.
Right.
Even if it's like not your race. It's like, I had this Asian baby. Can you believe it?
I don't understand that. That's a long time to have to let something like that play out. That's a like, really long time.
We're talking about a year-long effort here, basically.
And does it say how much money they ended up getting? Because
I'm curious,
is it really worth maybe the 10 grand you might get? Like, is that worth it? That's a lot of work to only get.
Well, they have some cheap-ass friends. Let's see. They started a GoFundMe, helped pay for funeral expenses. They collected more than $500 in the GoFundMe.
Okay, thank you. So you did
bucks.
All that work for 10 months to get $500.
That is...
Ultimately.
Yeah, basically. And you know, maybe a crib. Let's talk to Isaiah first. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Isaiah, do you think you're going straight to hell, or...
Now I don't think it's that crazy about it, but when I was younger, you know, we always was told to listen to the older cousin. Mm-hmm. And my cousin, he started a fire in the back of my aunt's yard and told us all to bring him more paper. And we did. So then when my aunt seen us in the backyard, she put the fire out and then she brought us all in and she was giving us all whoopings. So when it was my turn to get a whooping, I had to fake a seizure so that way I wouldn't get a whooping. And I never told her that I fixed it until this year, which is 21 years later.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the best part of that story is. He said, we were always taught to listen to my older cousin, and my older cousin was setting a fire behind the house.
Right.
So
Who
we helped
that?
Him set the fire because they taught us to always listen to the cousin. That is classic. Okay, Melissa, what do we got?
So Crystal... Oh, God, I hope she didn't say not to say her name. Sorry. So Crystal just sent us a message and said her aunt faked a whole pregnancy with twins. Now, here's how she got busted. This is the good part. Supposedly, she was at the hospital after giving birth. She posted pictures of the babies. The problem was she stole the pictures from someone she was friends with on Facebook
and posted
them as if they were her own.
What?
Obviously, that woman found out and alerted the authorities because she then got concerned my aunt was going to show up and try and take them. So that's how she busted herself. So she faked this entire pregnancy, posted the twins' photos of somebody else on her Facebook page, and people were hip to it.
Like, that's so much work. And you know what could be, if you want money that bad, what could be going through all that lying and all putting all that work into a lie and hoping that no one will catch you? Getting a job. Is Amazon always hiring? Can't you do something?
Oh my God.
Yo, for real.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.